your robotic self. Beloved one, I want to speak with you now about the love that you are and the robot self of you that you have been. When you are born into physicality, you come as a small infant with remembrance of other lifetimes, other conditioning, other training, other events which seemingly have happened. Then you pick up from the parents what they think is important and true. You live for a while in an in-between state of remembering, home and yet seeing that that does not quite fit the picture of the world, even if it is a small world, as you are just a small one before you have gone to the elementary school. As time goes on, you become more and more entrenched in generational thinking, because that is what you are surrounded by. And then you are thrown into the schooling and you get a wider view of, again, generational teaching and generational thinking. And you unconsciously take on some of those traits. It is not a conscious thing where you say, well, I want to know how to hate somebody. But there may be a bully in class who gives you a hard time and you have feelings of power that come up as anger, then morph into hatred of the other one, because you do not like his or her kind of energy, and you want to get away from it, and you become a bit of like a robot reacting to situations and actions. Yet everything that comes to your awareness and comes by your invitation, and you are strong enough and powerful enough to deal with it. It comes in perfect timing to help you remember who you are, to remember the love that you are, and have always been and will always be. The experiences help you break through the robot self that has only been reactive, coming from a point of the generational teaching. Later, you may find yourself being interested in certain teachers, certain friends who are asking the same questions that you are asking, and you find yourself in a new grouping, and you begin to leave behind the robot self of you, and you start thinking on your own. What if? What if that which has been taught to me by my parents and my peers? What if that isn't all there is to the story or the picture of life? What if? As soon as the question arises, doors and windows will open for you to see new vistas, to see new ideas, new ways of being. And then, because of the conditioning of the robot self, sometimes the doors and windows will temporarily close again. You'll find yourself reacting in the old way, but that is okay. Human experience is not the easiest experience. I know, I tried it, and I ended up on a cross. You also have come through your crucifixions, sometimes physical, many times emotional, where you felt you had been nailed to the cross, and you were suffering, and you wondered if there was any way out of the situation. Then you did ascend out of it because, out of desperation, you said, there must be another way. I don't like what is happening right now. There must be another way. In that moment, you gave permission for a new idea to come to you, a new way of feeling about yourself and about others. It turns everything around. It changes everything, whether or not you can see it ahead of time, and usually you can't. But looking back on it, you see that, yes, that was a turning point for me. That was a crucifixion. When my loved one said that he or she didn't want to be with me any longer. When the son, daughter said, what you believe is not what I believe, and walked out of my life, those were hard times of crucifixion. But they brought you to a place of strength within yourself which you could not deny. You said, this is who I am, this is what I believe, and no matter what another person believes, no matter how close they are to me, no matter what they say or do, it does not change who I am and what I believe, and what I am striving to remember of home and of the unconditional love. So you have come through these experiences and you have added unto them new experiences, which then have added more evidence of your divine self. One small pebble added to another small pebble, added to another small pebble. After a while, you get quite a pile of pebbles you can build with, step by step, pebble by pebble. Little change by little change, until finally you look back at the change and you say, wow, what I have done in this lifetime is amazing. I would never have thought that I could make such changes, that I could now believe in the love that I am, and that I have to give, and I would never have believed that I would know forgiveness truly deep within myself. Forgiveness for all the other lifetimes when I've been so blinded by the robot self. Forgiveness for the words I have spoken that truly another one has invited me to say, so that they could come to their own awakening. Forgiveness for every choice that I later judged, and forgiveness of self for having forgotten, even temporarily, that which I truly am. Each one, as you see an individual, is living, walking love. Each and every individual that you see is here to example divine love and to remember home. That is truly what they are seeking. As you are seeking, to know the place where you are okay, where you are accepted, where no matter what you do, say, or think, you will always be loved. You are that love. You have it within you, and oftentimes, because the robot self says to you that it is easier to look outside of yourself, you have been able to give love and to give forgiveness to other ones easier than you could give love or forgiveness to yourself. Now you are coming to a place of understanding that there is no separation between yourself and the one who sits next to you, the one who sits across the room, the one who lives seemingly miles away from you. Verily, there is no separation. We have spoken other times of the aura, the light energy that is around you, which your scientists can now measure. Your photographers can make photographic images of the aura around you. You have begun to understand that your aura expands and intermingles with the auras of ones around you, and even with ones seemingly far away whom you've never met. As you go through the next few months of your timing, you are going to see more and more of the robot self of others coming up in actions, and you are going to have opportunities to love them through it. You have seen already much of unrest in some of your geopolitical groupings. Even in this geopolitical grouping, there is much of divisiveness and much of ones who will be into judgment. So in the next several months of your timing, you are going to see more of the divisive behavior and more words that come from the robot self. The self which is reacting with old thinking. The self which does not understand or want to understand the holier picture. But the Christ self will not be denied. There are ones who truly want to change the pattern, who see that what is happening is not for the best evolution of the collective consciousness. And there are enough of you who are seeing past the robot decision so that you are influencing just by your visioning the course of the future. Right now, many are in a robot situation where, well, it has been called the knee-jerk pattern. Something happens and immediately there is a reaction in the old way. But it is coming to a place where it is going to be courage to act differently, to make a new choice. It is difficult when you are surrounded by robotic thinking which has been ingrained in you. Then you come into a situation where you are surrounded by it, and you are only accepted if you agree to those old thinking rules. So it takes great courage to speak your truth. But you have ones who want to make change, and you are going to see changes happening. So you put on your hard hats, put on your fireproof jackets, and listen to the voice of the world, and yet know that that voice is old thinking. Put forth your own energy into love and new visioning as to what truly can serve the brothers and sisters. You have division in this geopolitical country, a division which is mirrored in many other geopolitical countries, of the ones who have the golden coins wanting to hold on to them, and the ones who do not have the golden coins are saying, this is not really how it can be. I will not use the word should, but this is not how it can be. There can be a more beneficial sharing. When the collective consciousness changes, you are going to see changes in the ones who have the golden coins. And you're going to call it a miracle when they want to be benefactors and to change the way they do their business. It is a miracle, and it will occur naturally. It is coming, and you can add your energy to it by knowing that it is coming. Old thinking is passing away because you have decreed that old thinking does not work for everyone. You have known civilizations, and you have been part of civilizations which knew equality and respect one for another. You knew your divinity, and you knew that you were playing on Holy Mother Earth, or on some of the other planets, or in some of the other galaxies. You recognized in those civilizations that everyone was from the divine source. Separated ego has been your servant in this reality many, many times, so much so that it feels real. And it is real with a lowercase r, but it is not real with a capital R. It is part of a construct that you have made as a servant, a companion to walk with you and to whisper in your ear. Separated ego is very, very good at asking all the old questions. That is what you have programmed it to do. That is part of the robot self. When I spoke of civilizations where you have known equality, where you have known divine expression as everyone comes forth from the one source, there was a knowing deep inside of you that said, oh, I long for that. I know that it is true and I long for that. Your longing is going to bring it forth. It is a very strong force within you, the longing to know home once again and to be free of the robot self that only reacts according to old generational teaching. Maybe it is not here yet, but your longing is going to bring it forth, because now you are remembering. And once the door starts to open, even a little crack of longing and remembering, there is nothing that can stop the light from coming through the crack in the door, and before you know it, the door opens even farther. So I speak to you of hope. I speak to you of love. I speak to you of remembering your divine isness. I speak to you of home, and I speak to you of longing to know the civilizations where you have played without a care because you knew you were playing as the light that you are. You danced upon the firmament of the Holy Mother Earth and the other planets and other galaxies, and you danced because you were so happy. You deserve to remember that. You deserve to live that once again. Allow the power that you feel rising up within you, the longing, the remembrance of civilizations when you knew yourself to be divine, when you knew only to dance as a light. Remember and bring forth that power and express it as love to one another, and you will bring forth miracles. The robotic self will be no more. So be it.